Hello and welcome to another edition of the End Zone Podcast, and a weird edition. It is Sunday night, but Trey, Sunday night football, that's probably not worth watching this week, right? You're muted, my friend.
He's not a good start. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I think there's like a major echo in this room too, so that's not a great start either.
Weird day of football. Just a weird day of football, in all honesty.
Yeah, none of the games, partly it was because I was at work and I never pay as close of attention as I'm at work. I was at work for the early games, but like it felt like none of them really grabbed your attention. Outside of maybe like the Ravens blowout, which was big, but yeah, it was just a weird, I would agree, this was a weird Sunday of football. And ultimately one that 10 weeks from now won't matter. So this is how we're doing the episodes this week. This one's going to be a shorter one. That's going to be probably 20 minutes. I'm starting with timer as soon as we get into the Broncos, Trey. And then once that timer goes off, we are out of here. And then we'll be back Wednesday with, our brief preview of, and obviously you guys know the game lists are getting shorter now, which was, this was partly why me and Trey decided to do it this way, but just because as our schedules get busier with finals and midterms and stuff like that, the amount of stuff we have to track and prepare for goes down significantly. So that's a good job by us, Trey. I feel like this is working out perfect. And I really do apologize. I know you didn't want to do two shows a week, but today with what happened to the Broncos, I just needed to get this out because if we had done this Wednesday, it would have been an hour and a half show. And I know that neither of us really wanted to do that. So, I figured we'll get it out of the way today. I'll say my piece and, we're going to, and today at the end of the episode, Trey, I'm going to pull up the end zone notes right now. We haven't done this in a while, but let's talk about teams that are dead to us. Let's add three or four more teams that are dead to us on the list. I believe right now the current list is just Giants and Bears, right?
Yes, I believe that's the current list.
Okay, I got to go. Let me pull up the thing here. Dead teams. New header in here. Giants, Bears. I think those were both smart moves. I was maybe going to say the Giants weren't, but then today happened and I just remembered, oh yeah, the Giants aren't very good. Daniel Jones isn't very good. That performance in New Orleans was probably all charade. So yeah. All right, Trey, where do you want to start here? I feel like I should let, I know you don't like the bit, but I need you to be troll boy. I need you to be troll boy. What did I say about the Denver Broncos probably 4 weeks ago?
Oh man, you're gonna be upset with me. I have the worst short-term memory of a person of 20.
Oh, I think you remember. What was the main topic of debate on that episode where we had Donnie and RK on?
Oh, how the Broncos are overrated and their 3-0 record literally was just them playing easy teams.
Yeah, what was my point in that argument?
I can't remember.
Think about it. Why would I have you bring this up if it was any other point?
I want to remember, but my short-term memory is disgustingly bad.
Well, I said, no, they're good. They're going to go at least 2-2 over the next four games. You guys are just doubting this team, man. There's no natural respect for this team. Well, guess what? This is a news after dark type episode. I'm fucking stupid. Don't listen to me. I'm not a smart person. I think that all of my football takes this week were completely wrong, basically. Except for the Cardinals. I think I got that one right. But I'm an idiot. And I shouldn't be trusted. Because what the Broncos did today was don't let the score fool you. They got blown out by a coachless Raiders team in Denver. And I don't know, Trey. It was just like, why am I doing this still? Isn't this like, you've been doing this with me for what now? This is our third year together, I want to say.
Yeah, I'd say at most three, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you've seen this before.
I have.
You know how this goes. It's usually a little bit earlier. It's usually like late September. This time it just happens to be mid-October. I mean, why do I even do this to myself anymore? Like, what possesses me to root for the Denver Broncos, who are a team that is so just fucked constantly? I mean, one, they have an ownership group that are incompetent squabbling children, literally incompetent squabbling children, Pat Bowlen's incompetent squabbling children. They have a coach that just challenges plays he doesn't like and who is supposedly this defensive guru. Well, guess what, Vic Fangio? That defense has been torn apart by every single team they've played over the past 3 weeks. They have no stops. Kyle Fuller is a liability. He cannot be played at corner. Patrick Surtain gets hurt. Oh, did I mention they're hurt? They're so hurt. They get hurt every year. The training staff has to be the worst in the NFL because there's just injuries every single year that mount up and up and up and up. And even today, Cortland Sutton picks up a knock. Noah Fant doesn't look fully healthy. And then Teddy. Then there's Teddy. And I just want to love him so bad. I want to wrap my arms around Teddy and give him a hug and be like, man, Teddy, I love you. But here's the truth about Teddy, Trey. 50% of the time, I love Teddy. I want Teddy to be my quarterback forever. And 50% of the time, I don't even know what to think about the guy because he makes these stupid downfield Hail Mary throws half the time. Like, aren't you supposed to be this super short conservative dude who can't, like, who doesn't take risks down the field, and now you're just throwing up Hail Mary picks on, like, two or three times a game? Like, what are you doing, Teddy? And this guy, Vic Fangio, I mean, this guy that I've gone to bat for and said, oh, he's not that bad. It's John Elway. No, he's that bad. I mean, the fact Vic Fangio still has a job right now is absolutely disgusting, Trey. The man should be fired before he walked off a field. It's just every year. And you sit there and you mute yourself. And I know you've got a big smile across your face and you like this because you know it's good for ratings. You know the small ratings this gets go off when Eric has a mental breakdown over the Broncos. But, I mean, it's not fun, Trey. It's not fun. And I'm not going to – I think this one is one of my more pathetic rants because at this point – I'm not surprised. It's every year. It's been half a decade. 5 years, and they haven't had a winning record. 6 years, and they haven't made the playoffs. And they're terrible every year. They're a 5-win team every year. I just wish that they weren't so shit all the time. Like, is it that hard? Like, football is my favorite sport. For God's sake, I have a podcast about it. I go on Game Pass and watch condensed games for fun. How come I can never rewatch a Broncos game without throwing things at my TV? I physically cannot rewatch the Broncos. They make me angry, viscerally angry every week. I'm to the point, Trey, where I'm just no longer going to watch them. And I say that, but of course I'll watch them. And I'll get angrier. And part of me is this sick freak who loves this part of the season because I love rooting for the Broncos to get blown out every week because something is wrong with me, Trey, because they've broken my brain. And you know what? The quarterback class next year is shit, and having a top five pick isn't even going to matter. They're going to suck for nothing. This is a long-term rebuild for the Broncos. They have to trade everyone this season. They have to go into next year, basically be a team that looks something like the Lions, and then suck next year on purpose. And even when they try to suck on purpose, I bet they'll do something stupid, and Teddy Bridgewater will play good, and they'll win seven games and not have a top 10 pick. Why, Trey? Why can't they just be nice to me? Why can't they let me feel good emotions? Why do they have to punch me in the face over and over and over again? I'm looking for answers, Trey. Do you have any?
I have zero, Eric. I have zero answers, man.
Am I overreacting?
I mean, the Broncos are a mediocre team with a mostly mediocre roster with a mediocre coaching staff. And so far, even though it might be unwarranted.
Shit coaching staff. Pat Shurmur is a shit offensive coordinator and Vic Fangio is a shit head coach.
And even though it's unwarranted, maybe a mediocre front office / GM, the guy who's making the decisions. So.
Man, I hope that's not the case because he's going to be in charge of a rebuild, Peyton.
He is, yeah. I mean, what does he even realistically do at this point? This team's not making a playoff run unless I have to take a look at their schedule.
They're not. It's hard.
So
let's just play a game really quick, you and me.
Let's play
pull up playoff predictor really quick. Let me do this really quick. Let's play a game. Let's play today. What will the Broncos record be at the end of the year? Because this, I am dead serious. On this podcast, I know you're not going to watch the Broncos. And yeah, at this right. point, nobody's going to care. So we're done talking about the Broncos. We're going to talk about dead teams at the end, but they're a dead team. They're a dead team. And dead teams can get off the dead team list if they perform super well, but they are a dead team. Here we go. Browns, even if Baker Mayfield's hurt, probably the Browns. They're a better roster. Washington football team, Broncos. Cowboys, Eagles. That feels like a trap game. Eagles win that. Chargers, Chiefs, those are both wins. The Lions, that feels like an extra rock bottom game where the Lions are actually playing hard and the Broncos clearly quit today. So by week 14, they're going to be totally gone. So I'd take the Lions in that one. Bengals look like a playoff team. They'll lose to the Bengals. They'll get the Raiders in Las Vegas. That's probably where the miraculous win comes from. Then Chargers and Chiefs to finish off. So once again, they'll be a 5-win team. They will finish the season 5-12, and it won't be good enough to get them a top 5 draft pick.
Yeah, and with the quarterback class being as crap as it is, I mean, yeah. What do you do? Go with the stopgap and hope you get some in 2022?
I think that that's what they're doing. I think Teddy will be the quarterback next year. He's shown enough that he can be a Jared Goff stopgap where you just play Teddy next year and hope a quarterback emerges.
Yeah, that's not a bad plan, especially for a roster that – or not a roster, but a team that just doesn't really have
– Teddy, like Jared Goff, will keep you competitive most weeks, but he won't win you a lot of games.
He won't. He's just not that type of guy. I don't know, man. And Broncos are just coasting at this point, waiting to see, you know, what happens. So
The schedule's hard. It's just so hard. I mean, outside of the Washington football team and the Eagles and the Lions, they play playoff teams and division teams, and they might play in the best division in the AFC.
I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing, and it sucks, and it's not fun, and I'm not having fun.
I can tell.
I'm not having fun, Trey.
I can tell it.
Not like I have a football podcast or anything. I could totally just stop watching football.
Well, sports stink, Eric, so.
Yeah.
At this point, you watch sports just because there's nothing else on and you want to pass time.
Yeah, maybe. I'm not that cynical quite yet.
You'll get there.
But maybe I'll get there.
You'll get there.
Oh, my God, dude. The Broncos. They just suck. They're so bad. All right. That's it. That's what I got on the Broncos. We got 10 minutes left. Let's start with, what's your biggest positive takeaway of the day?
The Cardinals are legit. They're actually legit. You can talk to me about how the Browns have injuries and everything, but the Cardinals are legit, man. They're legit. They just went into Cleveland, absolutely blew out the Browns on the road. I don't care. The Cardinals are legit to me, and which is crazy because at this point last year, the Cardinals were in good form. They were playing good football. They tailed off, and maybe that's because they're a young team, and young teams had to adjust to the notion of trying to play consistent football, and not just for separate stretches of time, but playing consistent football over, you know, last season was 16 weeks. Now it's 17 weeks this year. Just playing consistent football, you know, staying locked in, being consistent, executing at a consistent level. So they're doing that now. I don't think they're tailing off. That offense looks really, really fun. Kyler Murray looks like an MVP candidate. we said that last year, but I think this year is the 2 year where he might be a legit MVP candidate. DeAndre Hopkins is insane. AJ Green literally has turned and back the clock, and he looks insane. Christian Kirk is good, and Rondale Moore is, you know, turned out to be one of the more exciting young additions to any team in the league. He brings another element of speed, but just another element of explosiveness that the Cardinals have really been, you know, lacking, you know, over the last couple of years, you know, during the whole Cliff Kingsbury experiment. So, and plus that defense is flying around and playing really good football as well. And that's despite their corner group being horrible. I mean, Robert Alford is still one of their starting quarters. Robert Alford. So look, the Cardinals are legit to me. I don't think they're a Super Bowl contender this year, but I think they'll obviously.
Hold on. They're legit, but they aren't a Super Bowl contender. I feel like they should be a Super Bowl contender.
No, I think they're legit as a playoff contender, but I think they're still too young to be a Super Bowl contender right now.
Okay. I don't understand your logic there.
No.
I have a question for you. You clearly watched this game. Sorry, I'm just trying to move us along because I don't want this to go super long. Yeah. How bad is the Baker thing right now?
Okay, so I think it was in the third quarter, I believe. He was scrambling out, got hit. He was trying to dive for the ball, and he sort of was diving for the ball, and he bent, you know, he had that, I think it was a labrum tear or something. I can't remember what the exact injury is, but it was a labrum injury that he had in his left shoulder. He was diving, and his arm bent. Like, let's say you have your arm out, and your hand is facing towards your right side, right, the palm of your hand. So he was diving out, and that hand, when he was diving, planted on the ground, and it sort of bent his left arm back towards his back and sort of screwed up his shoulder. And I saw that his left arm was in a sling after the game, which isn't good. by any means. And I don't know. It doesn't really look good. It looks painful. He came back in, but that shoulder, I think that shoulder's screwed right now. That shoulder's screwed. I mean, I guess you can say he can drive the ball a little bit more down the field. Every single time he takes a hit on that shoulder, it's going to be even more likelihood that he'll need surgery, you know, at the end of the year. But I think he still needs surgery now, either way. But I don't – you wouldn't want to see your guy at quarterback keep taking those shots and increase his likelihood of worsening the injury that he already has. And that's exactly what he's doing. So, even then, he's just not playing well, period. So – So it's just a weird situation for Baker. You know, you can only hope that he gets healthy, finds a way to rehab that shoulder so it won't hurt him as much. But right now, it's that shoulder just doesn't look healthy. He doesn't look comfortable going to football all that consistently. So, but yeah, I think that's the situation for Baker.
Yeah, I'm going to say something sad because I like the Browns. But if it is an injury, even if he can play through it, I don't think the Browns are a playoff team.
That's interesting.
Because I know you say the defense is good, but is it?
No.
They've gotten torched the past 2 weeks. I get it's good offenses, but I think – I mean, they played the Chiefs, the Texans, and the Bears to start the season, and the Vikings. And we took, like, Texans, Bears, Vikings as the sample size. The Chiefs also, like, against decent offenses, I think they're going to struggle, especially if Baker can't move the offense as well with an injured shoulder.
Yeah. Look, I think the Browns defense has talent. It's really talented. Like, there's talent, you know, in all 3-4 aspects of the defense, secondary, linebacker, you know, defensive line, basically front seven. The talent's there. It's just that they just haven't been able to put it together. And who knows? Maybe they'll end up being able to put it together, you know, towards the end of the year. Because I think that's usually what happens to defenses that have a crap ton of talent. And they struggle early, but they tend to round it all together as the season goes on. But depending on how their schedule rounds out, that might be too late, you know? It might be too late for them to truly make an impact. We'll have to see, though, honestly, because that's a real interesting situation, you know, to keep track of as the season goes on.
Yeah. I guess my big thing for today, we can stick in the AFC North, is – the Ravens are just really good, and I've kind of been hinting at this the past few weeks. I know that we like to go off DVOA and stuff, but you shouldn't trust DVOA when it comes to their defense, because DVOA says their defense is average, and their defense is awesome. Like, their defense just shut down the Chargers and has played really good defense for most of the season. Owe is this crazy young player, a great rookie. They've got some good players in the secondary. They add Rashad Bateman this week. He was fine. He was a rookie. But if he can get more involved, that adds something to the passing game. And, I mean, they don't have a bell cow back, but, I mean, Devontae Freeman, Lev Bell, and Latavius Murray all looked awesome when they ran the football. So they are starting to be able to run the football, which they haven't been able to do thus far this year. And if that starts happening, I don't know. They to me, seem like a candidate for best team in the NFL. They're very, very good, the Ravens.
Yeah, I mean – the notion about their defense, I would slide more towards DVOA, but not, you know, 100%, because the Raiders lit them up, Chiefs lit them up, but they shut down basically the Lions and the Broncos, and, you know, the Colts lit them up all night until that late in the third quarter and fourth quarter in overtime. But yeah, their run game is.
That might not even matter though, Trey. Just because this offense is, the offense might be the best in the league. Like, they put up 35 points a week minimum.
Well, that remains to be seen. To me, that is. But I am in love with the running game and what they're doing running the football. Their MO is never going to change. They're going to run the football and try to.
Well, actually, it has, though. Like, they haven't been able to run the football these first few weeks. For most of the season thus far, it has been Lamar Jackson's arm that has won them games. That's the crazy thing.
I know, Eric, but I'm just saying the run game is their MO, and it will continue to remain their MO. The run game is their top priority every single week, unless they aren't able to do, you know, aren't able to run the football. Like you said, they haven't been able to, which is a really good notion to Lamar Jackson and his development as a passer. And even Greg Roman, who, you know, I think a lot of Ravens fans were a little bit upset about, you know, the lack of evolution and modern concepts in the offense. So, you know, it won't be, you know, predictable, you know, most of the time with the run game and the different concept that they use on the run game and the passing game. So it's a good notion to Roman and Lamar Jackson. And even that skill position core, that's the crazy thing. That skill position core, J.K. Dobbins was supposed to be a rising star this year. He tore his ACL in the preseason. Gus Edwards literally I forgot what happened to him. He's out for a year with ACL. Ended his year with a serious injury. They had to pick up Devontae Freeman, who was just playing pitting snaps for the Giants last year. Tyson Williams, who was the backup's backup on the Ravens, I believe, last year and coming into this year. Levante Freeman? Not Levante Freeman. Jeez. Latavius Murray, who is, you know, he's a decent backup running back, but I don't think he's somewhat of a starting running back on a good team at this point. And Le'Veon Bell, who, let's be honest, he's just not the same player who he was when he was in Pittsburgh. So,
all right.
They're just putting a whole bunch of pieces together and they're making it work. So, good to them.
Okay. Alarm just went off, so let's wrap this up. Two teams that are dead to us each that we can add to this list. Let me pull up the standings really quick. Maybe I'll knock out the obvious ones really quick to add them to the list. The Texans, Jaguars, both are obvious. NFC. I don't want to put too much on here just because I want us to. We'll put the Lions, they're 0-6. They're not going to win anything. And yeah. Okay. Me first. You know, a team I'm just kind of done with is the Panthers. I know they're 3-3, but like Sam Darnold is not showing anything new. He's still Sam Darnold. He still has some plays where he looks terrible and some plays where you're like, wow, there's a lot of promise here. He's just, you know, he's one of these Jameis type guys who's, you know, fun to watch, but ultimately probably bad. So I'll take the Panthers. And their defense hasn't been very good. It started hot, but it hasn't been very good over the past few weeks.
Yeah. I just don't know what it is with Sam Darnold. I mean, it was fun to, you know, put down Sam Darnold as another case of Adam Gase being a disgustingly piss poor shit head coach. But Sam Darnold just looks like the same Sam Darnold we saw with the Jets. Can't stay away from turnovers. Keeps fumbling the ball. He's just not good. He's not good. Luckily, the Panthers haven't thrown all their resources toward this season being an all-in season trying to win everything. It's mostly about development, trying to see what they have with their young guys. They can go out there a quarterback in the offseason, veteran, young guy, doesn't really matter. So luckily for them, they're in a good position. But right now, Sam Darnold, oh man, he's just bad. I hate watching him play football, honestly.
Okay, your team?
My team, who I think is dead to me, the Dolphins. Dolphins, 100% dead to me. Look, coming into the year, we were discussing the Dolphins as a maybe a real deal playoff contender. Their defense was supposed to take another step up. Tua was supposed to put his bad rookie year behind him.
Tua played really well today. I will say that. He played really, really well today.
Yeah. Tua was supposed to put his rookie year behind him. Everything was supposed to go swell for the Dolphins, but that hasn't been the case. Tua got hurt in week two. And even through those first couple of games before he got hurt, he wasn't really all that inspiring. So, and the defense, that's the biggest disappointment to me. The defense has been horrible. It's been horrible. It's literally one of the worst daggum, you know, sword, but whatever it is, you know, it's been one of the worst things to ever happen in the league this year. Because I truly thought that unit was going to ascend into a top 15, maybe. And I mean, a hard maybe. Top 10 unit because they have talent. They look like they're pretty well coached and they have a pretty nice combination of veteran and young guys that if you combine it all together, it seems like it can just work, you know? But this year it just hasn't been the case. You know, it just hasn't been good, which is a shame because I really thought Brian Flores, I was a real big deal supporter of Brian Flores. And I think he can still do some good things. It's just that some of the stuff around him hasn't been favorable. And he himself, you know, I'm not sure how involved he is with the defense. But, you know, if he is that involved with the defense, then he just hasn't, you know, done enough with the defense to, you know, really make it pop this year. So, Dolphins are just dead to me at this point. You know, this Jags game and their game next week against Atlanta was their opportunity to get to 3-4. After that weird start to the year with all the injuries and everything, get to 3-4 and see what you can do. You can maybe push for a playoff spot, but now they're 1-5. And who knows what's going to happen at this point. So, you know, Dolphins are pretty much screwed to me. I don't really want to think about them. I don't want to talk about them anymore. I don't want to talk about Tua. I don't want to talk about anything Dolphins related until they show me something. So, Dolphins are dead to me, 100%.
Yeah, let's go rapid fire here. Just a sentence. Broncos, for, you know, all the reasons stated, they're on the list.
One more team that's dead to me. Gosh, that's kind of hard. I'm trying to think. Sheesh, man. I don't have any other teams that are really, you know, crazy dead to me at this
gotcha.
Point.
Let's not force it. I mean, okay. if you don't think there's anything else, may I pause it for Washington football team? Because yes. Their defense just isn't good. Like, sure, they played one good half of football, but the Chiefs figured it out.
Yep.
And I don't buy anyone who says that their defense is good because it's just clearly not.
Yeah, their secondary.
We've seen almost half a season's worth. Like, we know it's a bad defense.
Yeah, their secondary has regressed to the mean, and then front seven just hasn't played all that well. Specifically, that linebacking core. That linebacking core has not been good at all.
All right. One notable team that I'm glad we didn't put on here, just because, and this was purely off Football Night in America highlights, which is always smart. But the Colts, I know it was the Texans, but the Colts looked legitimately exciting today. And that, you know, the division's a tire fire. So I don't think they're dead yet.
No, I don't think they're dead yet. I just don't think that they're a good football team. So I still don't think Carson Wentz is good. You know, anybody can beat up on the Texans as their bully. But yeah. until the Colts beat up on a team that's actually – decent and worth talking about, then, you know, there's still just an afterthought in my opinion.
Absolutely. Hey, well, let's wrap up by just teasing our Wednesday episode right now. No analysis here. We are simply just going to pick the games we're talking about next week. Yep. Right. So let's knock the automatic ones out of the park. We'll no longer be talking about the Broncos as promised, but unless, of course, they fall into primetime. So we will be forced to. Broncos at Browns Thursday night. We'll be talking about that. The Sunday night game is, let's see, hopefully better than this Sunday night, which clearly neither of us are watching. Nope, still not great, but maybe a little intriguing. Colts at Niners.
Anyways,
we'll be talking about the Colts. I feel like this week should be maybe an AFC South week where we touch on some AFC South stuff. And then Monday Night Football is Saints Seahawks, which they just keep putting Geno in prime time.
God help us all.
God help us all. All right. Let's just pick two wild card games each.
Okay.
Also, not a great slate next week. I'll take an obvious one here. I'll take one obvious one. I think the only one that both of us will have, Bengals at Ravens. We'll talk about nice. That. And then, you pick. The Cowboys are on bye. See, I would have picked the Cowboys game if the Cowboys weren't on bye.
Thanks.
Chiefs Titans obviously is in there. I have to throw that on there because it's a Titans game.
This is one that I'll probably put down just for storyline reasons, but maybe Lions-Rams.
That's a good one. Okay.
Yeah, I think this is the time of Derek Goff returning to L.A., so to face his former team, which shouldn't be anything noteworthy because Derek Goff is just going to look like the same dude that he was in L.A. last year, the same dude he is this year for the Lions. But, hey, maybe it's another chance for us to –
All right, should we call that it, or should we add Bears Bucks?
Nobody cares about Bears Bucks, man.
Nobody cares about Bears Bucks. I did low-key. There were moments. I did watch some of the Bears-Packers game today. There were moments where Justin Fields looked pretty decent.
Still stuff around the edge. Work out,
man. Yeah, for sure. A lot of good teams on bye next week. Bills, Chargers, Cowboys. Those are staples of thus far of this podcast.
Yep.
That are all on bye. So, maybe we'll just try to really go crazy and put out like 2 30-minute episodes this week. Wouldn't that be nuts? All right. Thanks for your time, Trey. I really do appreciate you. I hope I feel like I say it a lot, but I know I don't say it enough. I appreciate you giving me the time of day and helping me out with this. I do truly really enjoy doing this podcast.
No problem, man. No problem.
All right, buddy. We will see you next time. Peace out. And may God help my soul. The Denver Broncos are once again entirely terrible.